Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the She's My Sister podcast. Today, we are going to be talking all about weddings. We figured this was a timely episode with all of you spring brides coming up. We'll be talking about proposals, wedding planning, just all sorts of stuff.
So I figured this one's going to be a little bit long with all of the topics that we have to talk about. So I think we're going to just jump right in today with our proposal stories. Who wants to go first telling how they were proposed to?
I can start. We can kind of go in chronological order, I guess.
Okay, perfect.
Aaron and I met in college. We both played for the men and women's rugby teams. And we'd been together for, we'd been together for quite a while at this point. And Aaron was 2 years ahead of me. So he'd been graduated out of school for 2 years, my senior year. And it'll probably be fairly soon, but he'll probably wait till I'm out of college. But then at Christmas time, I think Madeline, you said something and Mom said something. You're like, oh, I bet he'll propose now. And I was like, really? You think so? They're like, oh, yeah. And so it put this idea in my head that he was going to propose at Christmas. So I was like, I don't know. I thought maybe they knew something. And so he was over at our parents' house for Christmas. And he's like, I'm really excited for you to open your present.
Oh,
like,
no.
And the way he said it was like, oh, okay. And so I open it. And it was this, it was really nice. We still use it today, but it was a big pan, like to make pancakes with. And I open it and it was one of those like, oh, I'm trying really hard not to look like I'm disappointed right now, but this is not a ring. But we still were going to go celebrate with his family. So I was like, okay, maybe he just wants to propose in front of his family. And so, I open another gift from him, and it's this really beautiful, like, deep purple pea coat. Same thing. I still have it. I still wear it today. I really love that coat.
Oh, yeah, that pea coat's great.
But again, it's really hard not to be disappointed when I thought it was going to be a ring. But anyways, I was like, okay, maybe he didn't want to, like, make it obvious. He's not going to propose on Christmas. That's fine. So fast forward to that summer, he said as a graduation present he wanted to take me to Belize. And in my head I'm like, there's no way we're going to Belize and he's not going to propose here. Like, that's just too big of a trip to not propose. So he waits until like almost the very end of the trip. And so at this point I'm like, oh, okay, so maybe I was wrong, he's not going to propose. I'm going to try not to be disappointed and just enjoy the like last couple days of this trip. Because we went on this like excursion to the top of this like amazing, gorgeous, like beautiful temple, like Mayan temple. And there was a professional photographer there taking like promo shots for the like hotel that like set up the trip and everything. So in my head I'm like, okay, if you're waiting for the opportune moment, this is it.
I hear that in like Jack Sparrow's voice, like,
that's what I was thinking. and it was really beautiful. It was super fun, very wonderful. And there was some like, actually there were some people like a ways away from us, and they were speaking in Spanish. I didn't know what they were saying. And then our guide was like, oh, they're asking if this is a wedding. I'm like, no, it's not. But I was like, that would be a good hint, Aaron. Anyways, didn't propose. So he waits until like we're back down and like later that day. And then he proposes, which was still wonderful and amazing, but definitely caught me off guard. I find out from him that he'd been carrying the ring around with him in this backpack, like through the rainforest, like on all the hikes we'd been on. And I think he just wanted to make it. I think he didn't want the pressure of other people being around. So he sat down. He was like pacing in front of me and like acting kind of like nervous. And I was like, what is going on? And he was like, just go over here. Actually, no, over here. Just sit down right here. I was like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
And so then he went in front of me and held my hands and he said, so, you know, I'm really proud of you and for everything you've accomplished. He's like, but he goes, that's not the only reason that I wanted to celebrate and take you on this trip. He goes, would you be my wife and be with me forever?
Aww.
And so that's when how he asked me to marry him. Aww. And I said yes.
Of course.
I like that we have that photo of you taken by the professional, of you guys like taken by the professional photographer atop that temple.
Yeah.
And I just love mentioning, like, if you were looking for the opportune moment, that was it.
Like, it is very beautiful. It's framed and hung up in our room. That was the day he proposed. So
I feel like that was more Aaron's style, asking like just you and him, you know?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense to me why he did it the way he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In some ways that's better too. Yeah. Should makes sense for you guys.
I remember telling Anton, like, I knew he was going to propose at some point, and I was like, when you do, you better not do it in front of a ton of people in like a production style. Like, that is not what I want. I told him, like, that is not me. I don't want that. And so he knew, like,
there's no way he would have done that for you.
I feel like anyone that knows you should know that you do not want that.
Yeah, that was, I probably didn't need to tell him that, but I was like, just to be on the safe side, like, I don't want that.
I feel like we all at some point feel the need to mention little things here and there. Or I'll have somebody else mention them of, like, I really, really don't want this. But sometimes as I'm doing that, I'm thinking, like, because I would be so good at planning a proposal. Like, I feel like I have so many good ideas for this. Like, I need some, like, guy friends that need advice. Because I feel like I have the ideas. And, like, we never get to – I mean, we technically could have done it, but that's not what I wanted to do it.
Like, right around the time when we got engaged, I had, like, just discovered Pinterest that year.
I remember that.
And I didn't quite – know all the ins and outs of it, in that if it's linked to your Facebook account and you don't have it the right settings, everything that I was posting and saving on my Pinterest boards was also posting to my Facebook page. And I did not realize this. So I'm saving like rings I liked and wedding dresses and all this kind of stuff before I'm even engaged. And then I saw it and was like, oh no. I had to delete everything.
I think I asked you, so I was like, Katie, are you like trying to give Aaron hints on Facebook? Here with your face looking at you, you're like, what?
Yes, oh, that was bad. So what don't do that.
But that was kind of cool. All right, Maddie, go ahead.
So when we moved to Houston right after we graduated college, and so like I knew he was gonna ask me, like I knew it was going to happen. I just didn't know when. And what he did, like the way or the timing, definitely threw me off completely. Because so I had a job interview one morning and it was downtown Houston. And so Anton drove me because I was terrified to drive on the freeways there and I hadn't had enough practice. So he was like, oh, I'll just drive you, which was completely normal because I did not drive there for quite some time until I absolutely had to, basically. So he drove me to my interview. And I remember we could not find where I was supposed to go. And it was like, I had to park in one parking garage and then like walk down to the place. And like, it was just really stressful. And I did the interview. I felt like I bombed it. Like it was just not a good day. Like I just felt like it had gone so badly. And I was dressed in like my nice interview clothes, I guess good timing. But anyways, I was in a really bad mood. And Anton was like, let's just eat at this nice restaurant. Like, we're downtown. We're not usually out here. Like, let's go to lunch. And I was like, no, I don't want to go to lunch. I just want to go home. Like, I'm really bummed about how this went. And he was like, oh, come on. Like, let's just go. And I was like, no, let's just get Chick-fil-A. I just want Chick-fil-A. And he's like, okay, fine. So we went and got Chick-fil-A and ate in the car. And then he was like, okay, well, we're right next to this, like, water wall place that's downtown Houston. And, you've been wanting to go there, like, let's just go see it. And I was like, I don't know, I'm not really feeling like it. And he's like, oh, come on, let's just go. And I was like, okay, fine, because I really did want to go see it. And so we went to the little, anybody who lives in Texas knows what I'm talking about. It's like this big water wall. It was really pretty,
and we went there when we visited you guys.
Yeah, and so we went out and we, like, walked around it. And when you're, like, standing in front of it, you can, like, feel the water, like, hitting your face. And that's, like, kind of what I remember. I was, like, staring at it. And then I, like, turned around to say something, like, about how, like, the water was, like, getting on me. But it felt really good because in Houston it's, like, hot and humid, especially that time of year. And I turn around and he's, like, on his knee and he has the ring. And he asks me, he just said, like, will you marry me straight up? Aww. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And it really did, like, completely throw me because I was not expecting that just because of the way the morning had gone. Yeah. And so I just was not. And, like, I feel like with Anton and I, like, we are really, really bad at keeping secrets from each other. Like, I cannot keep anything from him. And, like, even, like, presents and stuff, it's so bad. Like, for Christmas and stuff, he'll be like, do you want to open your present just a couple days early? Like, you can have one each day leading up because he just cannot wait. Like, he can't keep surprises very well. And so the fact that he kept the surprise, had this ring, like, planned the whole thing out, I just was super caught off guard. But, yeah, it was perfect because there weren't any other people there because it was, like, a random day of the week in, like, the middle of the day. So it ended up being perfect because it was just us there. And, yeah, I just remember when we were leaving, I was, like, staring at it and I was like, is this real? How is this real? Like, how did you do this? Like, what the heck? Like, I was so caught off guard, and that made it, like, perfect because it was actually, like, a surprise for me. Mm-hmm. So, and, yeah, afterwards he told me that he asked you, Amy, to help him with the ring, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I think you knew what I wanted. I think I told you, like, this is what I want. Well, push this one.
I think he asked for, like, dad's cell phone number or something. Oh. And I was like, there's only one reason you're doing that. You two get along and your buddies now, but I don't think you chat on the phone like a couple girlfriends. So there must be a reason.
Yeah, he had to ask for my hand.
I know Aaron did that too. Like, because I'd been living at home that summer. I know Aaron waited until I was driving over to the west side. Call and ask dad. And talk to dad because he was like, I wanted to make sure you were nowhere near in the house or anywhere near your dad or your sisters. Because yeah. I don't want the secret getting blown.
Yeah, that was good.
You should have had more faith in us.
Well, I found out later that you two helped him pick, like, with the size of the ring. And didn't, where did you two Katie? Go? And you just, like, tried out a bunch of random rings. Like, you just, like, were like, well, this fits my finger.
We totally just, like, winged that. And I'm so surprised your ring fit you perfectly because I went to, like, Fred Meyer and tried on rings in, like, the section where, like, they have
fashion rings, jewelry section.
Yeah, but, like, they had the little loop thing on them that holds the tag. Yeah. And so the sizing wasn't perfect, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to say this is good and hope that this is the right size because I didn't know how else to figure it out. I was like, I think we have the same size finger, kind of. we just kind of lucked out that fit so well.
Yeah.
But, Amy, your turn.
So Jade and I have been dating since winter of our sophomore year of college, and we, like, talked about marriage, so I knew we were planning to get married pretty soon after graduation. So there was, like, a bit of a time limit. Like, I needed to start planning the wedding and everything. And I tried to casually, like, find ways to hint about how, like, a wedding takes a little while to plan. And to be fair, Jaden had only been, like, a couple weddings. I think, like, I think your wedding might have been his, like, first wedding he went to.
Oh, wow.
He just, you know, small family and everything. So, you know, he didn't know all these things. So for a while there, I kind of thought he was going to propose anytime we did anything out of the ordinary. So for my birthday, before college started, we drove down to Oregon to visit his grandparents. And there's this really beautiful beach, and there's this place that has, like, a bunch of rose gardens and a gazebo. And I always kind of just pictured him proposing there. I don't know why. And we're down there, and he wanted to go there on my birthday. And I thought, it's all coming together. And we get there, and we're at the gazebo, and nothing's happening. So I thought, okay, like, that's fine. I was going to do it later. And then, since it was my birthday, later in the day, he was like, oh, I'm going to give you my present, your present. And I was like, okay, cool. And I thought, okay, it's going to be my present. It's going to be a ring. And he's like, oh, let me grab my grandparents. They can be here, too. And I thought, well, that's a little weird, but that's okay. And so I went into his grandparents' living room, and he pulls out, like, you know, it's like a jewelry box. Like, it's, you know, like, velvet thing and everything. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's from his grandparents. Completing.
That's cool. Excellent. And I open it up, and it's this very beautiful, it's my birthstone sapphire, you know, September, and it's this beautiful sapphire necklace. and I probably looked like such a brat because I don't think I looked very grateful or happy because I thought it was going to be a ring. And I then tried to like regroup and go, oh, yes, it's great. It's beautiful. Let me put it on. Okay. So then I remember another time we went down to this museum called Maryhill Museum, which is like right, is in Washington, like right between the border of Washington, Oregon. Beautiful place, really cool. And we just, I randomly during college on a weekend went there and I thought, well, this is different. And it wasn't that day either. I think I like teared up a little bit that day. After I was tired. College was stressful. So then Christmas came around, New Year's, and Christmas passed, and he was on the west side with his family, and I was on the east side with, you know, you guys. And I wanted to buy the wedding dress when Maddie was visiting home from Texas at Christmas time. So I said, I don't care if I don't have a ring yet. We're going to go dress shopping. So we were out dress shopping when he called Dad and asked him if he could marry me. And Dad just said, well, she's out buying a wedding dress right now. So, yeah. Like, yes, you can.
I can't believe Dad told him that.
Yeah. I don't think it was a huge secret, though. I didn't care if Jade knew. I was like, I know you're marrying me. This is fine. Like, happening whether you have given me a ring yet or not. So then on New Year's Eve, I was thinking, okay, I think it's either going to be New Year's Eve or maybe on our anniversary, which was 3 days after New Year's Eve. So we went on this New Year's Eve cruise with our friends Ashley and Jens, and it was just like a night thing, and they took us out to Lake Washington, and so we were right in front of the Space Needle when the fireworks went off. So, you know, it was one great night. We're dancing on the boats. I remember that song by Ed Sheeran, Perfect Play, because that was really big then, and so we were dancing to that, and it was great. And as we were dancing, I was casually trying to feel him up for a ring box. But
casual, Amy.
It was not casual. Jaden said he knew exactly what I was doing. I was like trying to pat where his pockets were to see if there was anything in them. But he had thought ahead. And so I even went so far as to tell Ashley, like, hey, maybe like pat like Jens's pockets to see if Jens has it.
Oh my God.
And she said, oh, okay, I will. And the whole time she had it in her purse. With a little stinker, she did such a good job of faking me out because I was saying, I remember we were in the bathroom and I was talking to her. I was like, I don't know, maybe it's not going to be tonight. Like, we've been out here for a long time. She's like, you know, I don't think it's going to be tonight. Like, I talked to Jens and I think he would have told him and he said it wasn't tonight. Like, I don't want you to get your hopes up. I was like, oh, okay, like, maybe not. And she did a good job. She's a good little liar. So I was starting to think maybe it's not tonight. And then around New Year's, you know, we went out onto the deck so we could see the fireworks go off. And then I see Ashley and Jens trying to kind of, like, clear a path to the edge of the boat so we could be right in front of the fireworks. And I thought, oh, never mind. It's going down right now. And people were rude, and they wouldn't move, so we couldn't be by the edge of the boat, which was fine. And right as the fireworks went off and everyone's screaming and cheering, I turned, and Jaden was kneeling. And I think he said, I love you, but it was so loud with the cheering that I couldn't hear a word he said. But I saw the ring, and before he had a chance to like take it out and put it on my finger, I like snatched that ring out of the box and put it on myself. And I didn't even think about it. Like, I kind of forgot about the fact that, oh, he's supposed to put that on like for me. I'm supposed to say yes, and then he gets up and puts it on my ring finger, and I'm like, no, it's okay, I can do it. So then I kissed him, and then he stood up, and it was fun because someone that was videotaping the fireworks like turned and started taping us because they saw us there and said that to us. That was sweet. And I kind of felt like the cheering was for us, even though I think most of it was not.
That's like Madeline on her birthday as a kid thought that the 4th of July fireworks.
Yeah. I did hear a couple people say like congratulations, and I remember one girl screaming like, oh, the most beautiful thing, and I was like, well, that's nice. And then we got this photo with this random Russian couple. I don't know why, but we were just all excited and happy. And they somehow ended up in the photo. I think it's the only photo we have of me and Jaden and Jens and Ashley. For some reason, this random Russian couple is in between us. I don't know. I think somehow they got in on it at some point during the night. I don't know why, but, you know, they were nice. Yep, and then we were engaged. So then I felt free to fill him in all the times that I thought he was going to engage me. Didn't. Or propose me. Didn't. But I remember having to pretend like I hadn't bought my dress before I got proposed. So I didn't post any photos about finding my dress until like a week later. And then someone still commented like, wow, that was fast. And it was like, well, if you only knew.
Well, but I guess we could go into talking about finding our dresses.
That is a good segue, right?
It is.
Amy, well, why don't you go ahead and start?
Yeah, since we were just talking about mine. So it was right after, it was a couple days after Christmas. And I'd made three like appointments at three different bridal stores because you do usually need to make an appointment for these kind of things. And when we got to the first place, the dresses were 40% off, and I think the veils were 60% off because the lady was closing her store because she was retiring.
That's right. And
it was a huge store. There were tons of dresses, and there was like a pretty chandelier with the light. And so it just, we were the only people in there. So Katie and Maddie just ran around helping me grab dresses and helping me try them on. And I liked that Maddie and Katie got to help me with them, and it wasn't some stranger. That was kind of nice too.
It was nice that we got to. That we got to do it. It is kind of awkward when there's the attendant in there like helping you get in and out of the dress. Like they don't, I don't know.
It's just different. Yeah. So it's much better having like you and Maddie and mom help me instead. And yeah, then it was only you guys pretty much in the store whenever I would come out in one. And I tried on quite a few, but then I ended up canceling the other two appointments because I thought, well, I can't pass up on this deal. Like there's so many options. I'm going to find one in here. And I'm glad I tried on quite a few. I almost wish I tried on more just for the fun of it. Like, I don't regret the dress I picked. I love my dress. But I almost wish I tried on more because it is so much fun. It's like adult dress up. And it is
super fun.
It's great. Yeah, you get to feel like Cinderella. And I highly recommend, even if you found your dress, maybe just try on a couple more just for fun.
Amy, I remember you, like, had said, like, you thought you wanted something kind of form-fitting. And I was like, she's going to end up with a princess dress. I just know she's going to end up with a princess Cinderella dress.
I had kind of that pictured in my mind, too.
I didn't want form-fitting, but I didn't want it to be, like, as poofy as a ball gown. I just wanted it to be, like, a little, you know, a little less poof. But the poof makes your waist look nice and small. I was like, well, this is perfect. And because I knew I didn't want, like, a mermaid or anything because I had never had much luck walking in those. But
see, that's what I ended up liking the most. Like,
between
the dress I got and then the one I other got, they're both, like, the dress I ended up with was kind of a mermaid style, but then the one I almost got, like, the runner-up, it was, like, full mermaid style.
Oh, and it was gorgeous. Like, I like mermaid dresses. I think I tried one on, because you were like, hey, Amy, you should try on at least one, and I did, and it was beautiful, and I liked it, but I just felt like, nah, I can't, like, dance the way I want to in this.
Right, right.
So, and also, I wanted to feel like more of a princess. So yeah. The ball gown was nice. I had wanted off-the-shoulder lace, and I think that still would have been nice, but I kind of wanted long-sleeve lace, and it ended up being like 107 degrees the day of my wedding, so I'm really glad I didn't do that.
Right. And you still got the lace. You got like the cap sleeves. But
I did. I got lots of lace. Like it worked out great. It's just probably a good thing it was not long-sleeve.
Right, right.
But
yeah, well, I feel like your dress was perfect for you. Like, it just was you in a dress.
It was.
Thank you.
Honestly, I feel like all of our dresses were that way, though. They were just perfect for, like, what we... Because I guess I can segue into my story. So, for Christmas from Houston. And I actually... This is something that I think is cool, is that Katie and I got our dresses at the same store. It was called Belltown Bride. But it's closed now, unfortunately. And I think it was closed when Amy went to go look for hers.
It was.
Yeah, because that's the only reason why we didn't go there. I was like, we need to get like a buy two, get one free kind of deal here.
Yeah, I think I did get a little bit of a discount because you got yours there.
They did. They did give you a discount for that.
Because I thought we could look a few different places. But that first day, I went to one place, tried on a few, didn't like anything. And then we went to the one Katie had got her dress from. And I knew I wanted something with like satin type material. I wanted something more like simple and just very like classic,
elegant.
I knew what I wanted.
Clean lines.
Yes. And so she like pulled a lot of that for me, and I think it was like the second dress. Actually, was it the first dress I tried on, Katie? Do you remember?
I think it was the first dress. It was either the first or second, because then you tried on a few other ones and then came back to, because it was kind of like, I really like this one, but I feel like I can't just go with the very first one I try on. But then you tried on some more and it was like, no, I'm going to go back to this one.
Yeah, I was like, the second like that she put those, like, you know how they pull it together and put those clamps on the back to make it fit you? As soon as she did that, I was like, ooh, I think this is my dress. And and then she put like one of those belts on, like a, and I liked that it just had that one simple line of like something kind of like fancy on it.
And like, say yes to the dress, what they they jack you up, is what they call it, where they put the veil on or some bling or whatever. They give you like the full look so you can imagine it better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she did put like a veil on me too, even though I didn't wear a veil for my wedding, but she put a veil on and I was like, I think this is my dress. Like, I couldn't believe it because I was like, that was so fast. Like, I can't believe I already found it.
And then I cried. I cried at both of yours.
Aww. You got your dresses. Sometimes I remember that too. Wishes I'd worn like a tiara for my wedding, because when else do you get to do that without looking dumb? Like, that's like your last option as an adult. I should have done that.
Well, as a kindergarten teacher, I can tell you I wore a tiara every day while I was at school. It was my invisibility crown, and if I had it on, the kids couldn't talk to me.
That is smart.
It worked too. Like, if I was working with a small group of kids, it would be, I would put it on and only the kids in the group that I was working with could talk to me. The rest had to wait.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
That is one friend of mine. I do kind of wish I would have done a veil, like tried to find one that I liked, because I don't know. I think I do like veils, and I just ended up not doing one at all, but I kind of wish I would have at least tried some more on. And I kind of wish I would have tried more dresses, like you said, Amy, because I love my dress still to this day, but it's like just for the fun of it. Like, I should have tried some more, but I was very happy to find it as quickly as I did, because I just wanted to make sure that I had it. So it worked out well. But
I think all of the flowers on the first day that we went shopping, didn't we?
We did. We did.
Yep.
Okay, so for mine, I don't think you were able to come, right, Madeline?
No, I was working at Petco.
Oh, that's what it was.
And I remember, Katie, I was in, you were like, there's no way I'm going to get it the first day. We're just going to look. And I was like,
well,
okay.
That's what I had planned on.
Maddie, that's what you told me when I couldn't come to yours.
Well, Katie was the first one, okay? Yeah. So we didn't think that was going to happen. And then I was in the back room, like, cleaning out mice cages, and I get this text, and it's Katie in a wedding dress, like, or with the sign that says, like, I said yes to the dress, and I was like, you're kidding me. Oh. But, yeah. Oh, well.
Well, I'm sorry. I went to one place, I can't remember the name of it, and tried on quite a few dresses. And I found one that I really loved. I mean, it was lace. It kind of had like a V-neck, and it was that like mermaid style. Mm-hmm. And I liked it, but I wasn't like completely sold on it.
Well, Katie, one of the places you went was the place that I got my dress. Because I remember I tried on a dress that you'd tried on.
That was that place.
Yep.
So I came really close to getting that one. I really liked it, but I wasn't quite sold on it. And it was the first place we'd been. So I was like, I feel like I need to keep looking.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember mom and Aaron's mom were both came along, and my sister-in-law, she was my maid of honor, she came as well.
And
Ashley was there and Elizabeth. And I remember I came out in that dress I almost got, and I saw Elizabeth started tearing up, and then mom looked at her and she was like, don't do that. I'm going to cry now. And then I was like, don't you two do that. Now I'm crying. So I'm a very sympathetic crier. But so then we went to the next place we went was at Belltown Bride, where I ended up getting my dress. And I tried on a couple dresses. And there was kind of fun because they had a lot of really unique dresses, I felt like.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried on several that were just, and that's the thing about wedding dresses. Like, my big piece of advice when you're wedding dress shopping is do not judge a dress by what it looks like on the hanger. And going into it, I didn't have a super clear vision of what I wanted. I didn't really know for sure. So it was kind of fun to try on lots of different styles and see what looks good. I think that sometimes with different friends of mine, sometimes people have like a very clear image of what style or what they want, but then they go to try it on and realize like, oh, this is not what looks best on my body. So I think it is a good idea to just try on different styles. So at this store though, they had a bunch of like dress samples. And those were like really deeply discounted because they were like the floor, like samples, dresses rather than like normally, like you just try them on and then they order you your own dress.
That's what mine was too, Katie.
Right. I forgot about that.
It was just like an off the rack is what they called it.
Yes. So I ended up trying one on, and I think it helps too that like it fit, whereas like a lot the other ones, you know, they pull them back and then they clamp it.
Mm-hmm.
So what, like as soon as she zipped it up, I saw it and it was like, oh my gosh, I think this is the dress right here.
Well, one more thing I had, you know that show Say Yes to the Dress?
Yeah.
So So I remember watching that a lot growing up and thinking, like, a bride would walk in and be like, well, my budget is only $4,000. I'd be like, well, what is she going to find? Because that's how they acted. And then I went dress shopping and I thought, this is ridiculous. You can find a beautiful dress for so much cheaper. I mean, mine was, I think, like around $800 or maybe less. And a lot of the time, it's like you can find dresses even cheaper that are beautiful. They don't have to be thousands of dollars. So if you're a bride and you're looking for dresses and you watch JS the Dress, ignore that show.
That does give you very unreasonable expectations for like a wedding dress. Like you
do, shopping. Do not need to pay thousands of dollars for your wedding dress.
I will say, I was able, like, I bought my dress and then I was able to save money in like other areas too. Like veils, mm-hmm. It's literally just tulle. Like there's not a lot, like I did end up wearing a veil for my wedding, but it was just, it was very simple and it went like under my hair, like in the back. It wasn't one that like went over your face, you know, like the traditional mm-hmm. kind. I think it was like $20. It like literally was from Amazon.
Yeah, you can find beautiful veils and like the belts that you put on wedding dresses, that kind of thing. Like you can find those at much cheaper places than the bridal stores. Unless, right. So I got lucky because the veils were 60% off. So I got one from the bridal store. But a lot of the time, all that stuff is so much more expensive than if you just bought it from a different seller. Like getting right. it at the bridal store is usually not the best option.
Right.
Yeah, I got the belt. I got the belt for mine from Amazon because the one they put on me at the store was like over $100, and I was like, no.
Right. I would say as far as like wedding planning advice, one of my biggest pieces of advice is have a very clear idea of what you want as far as like your theme, what kind of like venue you're kind of thinking of before you start buying things. I was so excited and just like, again, I think it's because it was like the first one, like you guys were able to kind of learn from me. Mm-hmm. I just was so excited. I just started like buying decor and getting things, and then like halfway through realized like, oh, that's not actually how I want it to look, or that's not really what I want to do. And kind of changing things up as I went. So definitely like have a clear image in your mind of what you want before you just start diving in. I mean, picking your date is one of the very first like steps, but have like a few dates in mind, you know, so that when you are looking at venues, you can see depending on like what dates are available there, you know.
Unless you're marrying a military guy and he doesn't know the dates for certain trainings and things, and you can't pick the date until like 3 or 4 months before the wedding, because that made it pretty tricky finding a venue. But you know what? We did it.
You did. And it worked out really well.
It did. And it probably is not what I ever had like pictured when I was planning my wedding, or in my mind as a young person. But as a young person, I didn't understand how much things cost. So right. I was, you know, a little naive, a little dumb. And I think it worked out so well. Because I remember when I was younger, I wanted a venue that was like yours and Katie's, or yours and Maddie's, you know. I wanted, like, because you guys had beautiful outdoors, like, gardens and just, like, greenery. And, like, Maddie had the view of the mountains. And I wanted that. And then, you know what? It ended up working out fine not having that. Because, like I said, it was 107 degrees that day. People didn't want to be outside, I don't think, right. that much. Ended up being okay having it indoors in a place that had air conditioning.
Right. Because mine did not have air conditioning. And it was not 107. It was hot, but not that hot. But ours just had big fans. And it was very, so mine was at an old homestead, mm-hmm. and it was kind of, we looked at some other places, but that place was pretty sentimental to me because as a kid, I remember going there, like they have a fruit stand, and like in the fall they have a corn maze and everything. And I remember having so much fun going there. But I remember as a little kid, they've got like ducks there in a duck pond. And I remember going there with mom and grandma and feeding the ducks. When like as a really little kid, and so that was special. That was fun to have it there, and so it was kind of an old barn that they had renovated for the actual reception. And then I liked having that, all that grass and outdoor space. It was perfect for like people that had kids or anything that wanted to run around.
Yeah.
And they had the old actual old homestead like house there for us to get ready in, and
that part was nice. That was fun. I do remember that they had some fake flowers in a vase. And I didn't know what I was going to do with my hair until the day of, because I was like 18, I don't know. And I hadn't been to a wedding before. So I started braiding my hair, and then I saw these tiny little fake flowers and stuck a few of them. Like I took just the petal part and stuck it in my hair. And It ended up looking really cute, but I felt kind of bad later on that I stole like a couple of them from the fake flower.
I didn't know that you did that. You had flowers. No. I didn't know you just stolen it from the venue. You're probably going to go in there later and be like, why are our flowers missing?
No, you couldn't really tell. Like, it was like a bunch of them, and like the flowers were kind of small and white. So I just like plucked a few here and there, and you really couldn't. Like, the flowers still looked fine. But that is, you know, that's where they went. They went in my hair.
That's funny.
But.
That's really funny. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
But I do think that I didn't feel like your wedding felt too hot, like, especially when we were walking around outside. It felt like the weather felt nice. I think that's nice about June is, you know, you're more likely to have like kind of nice weather.
It wasn't until later, I think, when we were all dancing. I've got a picture of me just one of the fans.
Yeah, because I remember I was sweating like crazy at ours, even though there was air conditioning. I think the air conditioning wasn't as cool as it could have been. But I was just, I mean, I feel like no matter what, if you're dancing that hard, like you're, you know, for that long, like you're going to get a little sweaty.
Oh, that's something I had my seamstress do. She went in underneath because there were lots of layers of like tulle and everything underneath my dress. And she made like vents inside.
Oh, that was smart.
Like, let air in. And I was like, oh, that it was her idea. I was like, that was really smart. And I don't know where I learned this or who told me, but you put a little bit of like, use your deodorant stick or like an anti-chafe stick and put it like, rub it on your thighs, because otherwise you're going to be like sweating under your dress.
I do remember like floofing my dress, trying to get air in there when we were out taking photos during the day, trying to cool off. That was pretty tricky.
Yeah,
taking pictures at yours was really hot. I remember feeling like my face was just like melting.
Yeah, I would invest in a really, really good setting spray for your wedding, people. That is definitely importance. Find a good one.
The photographers brought like a cooler with water bottles in it and passed it out to the bridal party, which was really nice.
That is nice.
Some things I thought that were not worth it. I was really excited to start planning, so I bought one of those like wedding planner books, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would not do that again. That was not necessary, but it was fun to look through. I had fun with it. And again, we learned a lot from my wedding. My wedding cake was really beautiful and it was delicious. We had like lemon poppy seed for some of the layers, and then another layer was like a vanilla with raspberry filling, and then the frosting was more of like a whipped cream style rather than frosting. It was really good.
It was super good.
Really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had to do it over again, I would do like you did, Madeline, and I would have a pretty wedding cake just for like Aaron and I to cut, and maybe like the bridal party could have cake off of that, and then had sheet cakes for, you know, to like this in the back that we would cut and pass those out.
Mm-hmm.
The cake is, I mean, honestly, I love wedding cake. That's something I love about weddings. But it's not like a huge deal. Like years later, no one's going to be like, oh, she just had sheet cakes, you know?
Well, and something else to think about is like, I didn't even get a full slice of my wedding cake. I had a bite when we did like the photos of the cake cutting.
That happened to me too.
Yeah. And it's like, because you're so busy during your wedding day that like, you're not really going to get to enjoy the food and the cake that much unless you like set aside time, which if you can, definitely do that. But I feel like the food is more for the guests. So like, if you're super concerned about the taste of it, like, you're not really going to get to enjoy it that much.
Because Jade and I, neither of us like cake that much. So we had a small little cake just to cut for, like, the ceremonial part of it. And then we got a bunch of donuts. We got some from Krispy Kreme and some from Safeway and some other places. And I was so excited about the Krispy Kreme donuts and, like, certain ones I picked out. And then I was so busy dancing and everything, I didn't eat a single bite of a donut. I didn't even remember to.
Right.
So, and I didn't really care. It was like, oh, well, that would have been kind of good. But, oh, well, that's fine.
After our wedding, it was nice. Mom had saved a slice of cake and gave it to us that we took with us. That was really nice. So we did that night. We did get to enjoy, but it was the vanilla one, and I wanted the poppy. I wanted the lemon. But we still got a slice of cake.
But at your rehearsal dinner, Katie, they had lemon cupcakes, and they were the best cupcakes I have ever had in my life. Like,
those were really good.
Your rehearsal dinner was really fun.
It was really cool. This is a pretty place to have it though.
Yeah, it was cute.
An old farmhouse restaurant.
I think what I liked about having an actual rehearsal dinner was that it was relaxed, and it was a time where like, this is a dedicated time where I'm not planning, I'm not setting up, I'm not getting anything ready. I'm just enjoying and hanging out with like my family and like everyone that's here. So that was a really nice, like I was forced to just slow down and relax. That was really nice.
Too stressed and had a little too much going on to have a day like that where we could relax. And I think that's how Maddie was too.
I don't think that was time for that. But you know what? Like if I, the one thing I wish I could tell myself when I was like planning my wedding is to like, just not care about the little tiny details and stuff because you are not even going to remember any of it. Like, it's such a blur. Like, you just remember the big main things that happened, basically.
Right.
Like, and a lot of them weren't, like, the main things that stick out from our wedding weren't even things that, like, I purchased. It was, like, the toasts that you guys and Anton's brother did. That's, like, one of my favorite things from the reception. And, like, the first dances and, you know, like, things like that. It's not necessarily, like, right. Oh, the flowers or the cake or, like, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So it's, like, don't stress about that kind of stuff because also no one else is going to remember that.
Right. Like, well, that's the other thing I would say I would go back and change. Like, your bouquets, the bridal bouquets, they were beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I really loved how they turned out. But, again, it's not like you're not going to preserve all the flowers and keep them. And you two both did, like, fake flowers. And they were beautiful. All the photos, you can't tell. And they look really nice. And Josie plays with the bouquets now. She bouquets from your wedding. And she plays with those all the time and like pretends. She goes, you want to marry me?
Amy and I used the same bouquet.
Yeah, I just reused yours. And I was going to say that I know that some people bouquet, like their bouquet is more important to them. It's something they want to have be their own. They want to maybe preserve it or whatever else. But it was just something I didn't care about that much. And I think that's how you should do your wedding. Like if it's something that isn't that important to you or your like future spouse, then don't worry about it. Like either, you know, do it cheaply or don't do it at all. Or like, don't, you know,
right.
If it's not something that's important to you, don't worry about spending a bunch of money on it or stressing out about it. Like focus on the things that you are going to care about more and that are going to matter to you
right.
more.
So something that was important to me is I made my bouquet and I really love it. I've got it on my dress. Like that's something that I'm going to keep and like hopefully pass down. Like maybe Josie will use it.
Mm-hmm. My bouquet was just white roses. And so it was easy for Amy to reuse it because white roses are like, they go with everything.
Right.
So
add like a different wrap to the handle or something?
A few little rhinestones and feathers and some pearls, just like a little bit, like little white feathers stuck inside of it, just kind of subtle. And then I think I wrapped the handle in gold ribbon.
Okay.
That was like my colors. I mean, we also just did a bunch of like, I mean, they're supposed to be like twinkly lights, but they were like Christmas lights, you know, just like
that
bunch
was
of...
my favorite part though, was all the lights within the
yeah.
white.
Yeah. I love
fabric
that.
The top looked really pretty.
I will say that you guys, too, and Jaden's groomsmen were such troopers about helping decorate. I mean, they had to ask me what they were supposed to do the entire time, but they were so good at just being like, all right, what next? And I'd be like, okay, wrap.
They did do a good job with that.
Light. Yeah, they were really good sports. And I just remember seeing them, like, blow up a million gold balloons and, like, wrap them around this random pipe that we didn't like the way it looked. So we just put, like, a ton of balloons over it instead.
Something that is worth the money is a good photographer. I was really happy with our photographers. They did a great job. I was really happy with them. But I do wish I'd like specifically mentioned, because a lot of times, you know, like they get the people out on the dance floor and they did get some of the people sitting at the tables, but I do wish that I'd specifically said like, hey, can you make sure you get pictures of like all the guests? And I know, yep. I think Amy had the same, because we had the same photographer.
We did. I had the same thing because I was looking through the photos and I love the photos. They turned out great. And the dance floor photos were super fun. But it's the same thing. I only have photos of people that were on the dance floor. I don't have photos of anyone that was sitting down at the reception. And like, I don't think there's a single like just casual photo of some of my older relatives. And I wish,
right.
they, and just friends and stuff. So I really, really wish that they had done that. And I didn't specifically ask for it, but I didn't think to. So
right.
maybe specifically mention to your photographers, anyone that's planning to get ready, married, take photos of everybody, like get some photos of
yeah.
people sitting down, like photos of, I mean, I remember seeing some photos of like close up of the food and I thought, I don't care. Like I did not need a close up photo of the food or a close up photo of the flower vase in the mason jars. Like I know what they look like.
That's hard because like some people do like all those little details.
Oh yeah.
You know? So like,
I'm not saying
you're right.
wrong with the photographer. It's just more like I should have given them more direction. Like I didn't think to do that. Like no problem with them at all. Something I wish I'd done that I didn't, and I've seen a lot of people do since then, I think it's actually so much fun, is they'll have a couple of those cheap little Polaroid cameras, and
yes.
people take a couple photos, they take a photo of themselves and put it in the book and, like, write something next to it. And I wish we'd done that, actually, because some people just forget to sign in, or they do, but then you don't really have any. It's so fun to see photos of what your guests look like when they came, you know?
I agree. And I would have. I agree. I've been to a couple weddings that had that, and it is fun.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wish I'd done that. And plus, and I usually would. I would take like one photo for us to take, and then one photo for the book. And I love the photos that we have. Like it's like I think one of my favorite photos of Jade and I is from a wedding we went to a week after our wedding, where they had a Polaroid camera like that. Mm. And so I think that's a super fun thing to do.
Right.
This is kind of unrelated. The only thing I wish that I had done differently for the reception is I couldn't afford a videographer, but I wish I would have had someone designated to video certain things. Like I don't have a good video of your guys' toast or Anton's brother's, which like those were like part of my, like one of the top favorite things from our wedding. And I wish I had that.
But I wish I had a video too. That would be nice.
I need to explain what you guys did because not everybody knows. So Katie and Amy sang a medley of Disney songs, but they changed all the words to have like our dog's name in it and like where we're living and like kind of our story throughout the songs, which was super unexpected. And it was like amazing. It was so cool. And yeah, like we have a lot of pictures. What I do like is the photographers got a lot of pictures of our reaction when you guys started. And I love those pictures.
I had to stop looking at you while I was singing because I was like, I'm going to start tearing up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to get through these songs.
It was kind of fun. I loved your reaction at the very beginning because as soon as we started singing, I just saw your face look really concerned. Like, oh my gosh, what are they doing?
You did look a little concerned at first.
And then once because we pulled out two chairs and had them like sitting kind of like right in front of us and then started singing. And then afterwards you looked happy and you guys were both tearing up. And I was like, oh, this is sweet. But right at first, I wanted to laugh because you looked so worried.
Oh, no. Have we made a big mistake?
Well, with what we did for yours, Amy, like, I'm not surprised you looked so horrified at one point.
Well, we did. Me and Maddie did a PowerPoint presentation, which was great. And it was hilarious and Star Wars themed. But they dug up, I think, the worst photos of me that are still in existence that I thought I'd gotten rid of.
We included good ones, too.
There were a lot of bad ones. There was one of me with a weird like black wig on pretending to be Elvis from when I was little. I didn't even know that still was around. I mean, there was one where for some reason my foot is in the picture even though it's bent at a degree that it shouldn't be in there. And so, I mean, I do love that the photographers got some photos of me reacting to those photos.
Yeah.
I look horrified and Jaden and his groomsmen are laughing super hard around me. And I mean, I think it's great. I wish we had do you guys still have that PowerPoint somewhere?
I put it on I'm sure it's on my computer somewhere. I put it on a memory stick and gave it to you though.
Did you? Could you send it to me again?
Yeah.
I do also wish, so I love the video of Maddie that you took of me and Jane, the ones you gave us. But I do wish that whoever stole your guys' camera hadn't stolen it before you were able to give me all the rest of it.
Yeah, to explain that a little further, I had like a really nice camera that I was like trying to be Amy's videographer. I had so many roles at your wedding, Amy. I was your videographer.
You did.
I was your maid of honor. I was your
cook.
I cooked your food.
That was one thing I regret about my wedding. I kind of wish that you guys hadn't had to do so much. Like, part of it was just last minute trying to find people. Part of it was expense, but. And you guys did a wonderful job, but I kind of wish you hadn't done so much so you could have just enjoyed and relaxed and had more fun.
One of the best pictures from your reception, Amy, is Madeline and Anton. And Anton has this, like, crazed, like, smile, but his, like, eyes look like they're popping out of his head look.
Let me explain. Let me explain what happened. Okay, so we were like, we can make lasagnas for your wedding, Amy. Like, it'll be easy. We'll make them ahead of time. Just stick them in the oven, and they'll be good to go. It should have been simple, okay? So we hired these two, like, high school boys to put the lasagnas from the fridge to the oven while we were at the ceremony so they'd be ready when we got to the reception. Mm-hmm. We thought this was going to be simple enough, but what happened is there was, like, a switch that would, like, turn on all of the appliances, and it was turned off, so they didn't know that, so they had heated up they did everything they were supposed to. They put them in and everything, but then we got there and found out that the ovens weren't on because this main switch wasn't on.
Which they told us that it would be on. That was someone's fault at the venue. They were supposed to leave it on, and they turned it off. So
totally, yeah. And it wasn't those guys' fault. But anyways, so we got there, and we had a bunch of frozen lasagnas, and people are hungry, and I'm like, crap, like, what the heck are we going to do? So we turned the stove burners on. And also, the meat was cooked, pre-cooked, so I wasn't going to, like, get people sick or anything, in case they were wondering.
I have had food poisoning at a wedding before.
Yeah, no, we weren't trying to do that. So, we turned the burners on, the stovetop, and we set, like, these... They were, like, those foil pans that you get from the store, and we just set them on top of the burners, and we're, like, hoping that they would start heating through. And I remember at one point, like, we're trying to figure this out, we're, like, all... stressed about it, and like Amy, I think you kind of like knew something was going on, but the photographers popped in and they're like, "How's it going?" And that was when Anton and I were looking at the camera, and we got these like, we just smiled, but he's got this look on his face like, everything's going to poop right now, but we're trying to hold it together as best we can. And also one of those high school boys, he's also looking at the camera, and all three of us have this look on our face like, don't say anything. It's fine. Everything is fine. You know that meme where it's like the dog in the burning house, yeah, and he's smiling? He's like, this is fine. This is fine. It's like, that was the exact look we had on our face.
I remember walking back into the kitchen because I knew the plan had been we'd come back to the reception and pretty much very quickly serve dinner so people didn't have to wait very long. And I'd walked around and made the rounds and pretty much hit every single table. And so I thought, something's wrong because this is not the plan. And I walked back in the kitchen and I wasn't even worried. I thought, it doesn't matter. It'll all be fine. Like, I just got married. I don't even care. And I walked back and you all looked so concerned. And Katie goes, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Shoo, shoo, shoo. And like, shooed me out of the kitchen. And I was like, Katie, by your tone and your expression, I know everything is not fine. But I'm just going to let you handle it.
You know what, though? Everything did turn out fine. We got them heated through. Yeah. The ovens ended up turning on.
And it was delicious.
I have to say they were good. We did white sauce ones and we did red sauce ones. And I think we did chicken and beef. So
remember, we had a table of like different sweets set up, and I called it like the sweeteasy, like a speakeasy, you know? And people were supposed to be able to snack on that at any point. Like, it wasn't expensive stuff. It was just, like, donuts and random things, you know? And it wasn't the main dessert. And so some people were hungry, and I was like, well, go eat that stuff. And they, like, didn't realize they could. And I remember just this table of college kids, oh, a bunch of our friends, I told them that, and they were like, oh, my gosh, thank you, and just stood up and instantly made a beeline for the sweets table. So at least there were some snacks. Like, it all worked out.
I think also, like, something that's super important when you are, like, at the end stages of planning your wedding is have someone who's, like, delegating things, like, who can, like, for example, that be like, oh, you guys, you can go enjoy this food over here, you know, like, just telling people certain things, because sometimes it's, like, people don't realize what they're supposed to do, or they're you know what I mean? So it's good to have somebody who can kind of, like,
you know, yeah, I don't know, that brings up another point I had is that I know you two didn't have a DJ at your weddings, and it worked fine. Like, you both had Spotify playlists. It was great. Like, Amy had our uncle and one of our good family friends, like, as your DJ, and it was great.
We basically did playlists. We did Spotify playlists and just had them play over the loudspeaker.
And I had I say to anyone doing that, I specifically had a playlist for different things, so whoever was doing that knew exactly what to play. Like, I had a playlist that was specifically labeled, like, father-daughter dance, mother-son dance, cake cutting. All the music was, like, laid out really easily, so whoever did it could find it super easily.
Right. So I know that that was a great way to save money. It worked really well for your wedding. I, however, found that DJ to be really worth it for mine, because they were kind of like that person. They are someone that helps with, like, the flow of the evening, and we were able to find someone that was reasonably priced. I thought they did a great job. And she was almost kind of like a wedding coordinator in some senses, in that, you know, like, at the end of the evening, she called our limo for us. She announced all the different events, you know, the cake cutting, all of that. She was kind of someone that announced, like, okay, you can go, like, the cake's ready. Like, now you can go get the food. It was just nice to have someone designated to do that.
I think, it really just depends on who you get to. Like, some DJs are so wonderful. Like, yours was great, Katie. It sounds like that one was wonderful. And then every once in a while you get the DJ that is just obnoxious. So I just be careful who you get, because they're going to have a microphone, and that's a lot of power. So also, I'd say, obviously it's personal preference, but I think it's best to only let certain people make speeches and have that planned ahead of time. Keep it short. Like, have, you know, maid of honor as best man, maybe the parents really quick, and then, like, a quick thank you from the bride and groom, and then, like, there, that's good.
I agree. There have been some weddings I've been at where you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't sit through another one.
Not all of you are good speakers. Stop it. Just write this in a letter and give it to the bride and groom.
Yes, there you go.
Yep. Oh, I will say that if you are going to give a quick little speech at your wedding, maybe plan one, because I didn't even think about that. And then they handed us the microphone like, oh, like, say something to the crowd. And I thought, oh, my gosh. And I don't really remember exactly what I said. I don't think it was terrible, but there was definitely some repeating and some rambling. And then Jaden tried to get away by just saying ditto. And everyone's like booed and didn't let him do that until he had to come back and like give a short little speech too. But yeah, if you're planning to do that, maybe plan ahead what you're going to say.
Something I did that I thought was helpful was I made like a timeline for the bridal party that I printed that out helpful. And I gave it to the groomsmen and I gave a copy to all of the bridesmaids. So then everyone knew like, okay, at this time, we're getting our hair done and this is where that's happening. At this time, you know, we're setting up or whatever. So people knew what location and what time they had to be at. So I didn't need, like, no one was asking me those questions day of.
I did the same thing. I did a timeline. I gave it to people. And then I also printed up a big one that I hung in our parents' house where the bridesmaids and us were getting ready. And then I also printed one up and hung it where the groomsmen could see it when they were getting ready.
Yeah.
So no one had any reason to not know what was going on. So one of my favorite things that always stands out to me, the father-daughter dance was so much fun. And I think it was fun partly because I'd been thinking about it since I was a little kid. I remember planning what song I was going to dance to with dad since I was like really young. And I also just have a lot of memories of dancing with dad in the living room. And it was usually two older songs. Like, I know, like, Maddie, you did Unforgettable by Nat King Cole, and Katie, you did Young at Heart by Frank Sinatra, right? Or,
yep.
Or, yeah.
Yep.
And so all those kind of songs, all those older songs made me think of dancing with dad. And so, and I did As Time Goes By, I think it was by Sam Dooley from Casablanca. And that was just really fun because I danced with dad so many times over the years that it wasn't like we had to practice or anything. It was just fun.
Yeah.
And that was great. And I also, I have a few, like, short little videos of that. And I wish someone had taken a video of the entire thing. Kind of in the same boat as that is the first dance with Jaden. At the very end, when he dipped me, we have, his mom took a photo of that on her phone. And it's so funny because it's one of my favorite photos from the whole day. Even compared to, you know, because in the back, you can see him dipping me. And I'm smiling so happy. And in the background, three of his groomsmen are, like, they're clapping and, like, are, like, like, one of them looks, like, shocked because he's, like, dipping me and everything. And it's just super cute because you get their reactions in the background. I loved that. I loved – I wrote letters to each of my bridesmaids and maids of honor and to mom, too, kind of just saying, like, how much, you know, I love them. And the ones I made for the bridesmaids, I had a photo of us. I tried to pick a photo from when we were younger or maybe when I very first met them. And then, like, the most recent photo I've had of us together. And then I wrote a letter to each of them inside. And
those were really sweet.
It was fun seeing you guys read those. And just, it was fun seeing you guys get, like, emotional. It was like, ha, yes, cry. It's my wedding day. You should be emotional. And let's see. I liked the moment in the church when, because I thought it was fun to have that really traditional, like, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Know? That you hear, that was what we walked out to. And it was just so much fun hearing, like, him say, you know, I pronounce, or, let me introduce blah, 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 you know, Mr. and Mrs. Pearson. And yeah. Hearing that music go off, like the traditional kind of thing, and then turning around and starting to walk on the aisle. That was super fun. And I saw Jaden, like, try to wipe away a tear, and I thought, ha, they got him, because he never cries, so that was great. And then just the rest of the night dancing, just dancing with everybody was so much fun.
Yeah.
All of that. Yeah, everyone that I danced with, the friends, the family, and everyone, that was, I think that was my favorite part.
So for mine, I would say, I mean, top moments would be like the actual wedding ceremony in the church. Yes. Like, I cried throughout, I think, almost my entire wedding. Oh. Like, and it wasn't like that. It was just like, I cry when I get really happy. And I cried. Like, so most of my, like, me walking down the aisle, photos are all in black and white. And I know they did that because my face was all blotchy and red because I was crying the whole way down. But I was just so happy, and it was just this, like, you get so like, you're nervous and you're excited, and it's just this, like, huge release for it from it. But I remember looking at mom and dad and be like, can't look at you, and then looking at his parents, can't look at you, and then looking at Aaron, like, I can't look at anyone in here. Right. And both of you too.
Katie, you should have just looked at, like, a random guest, like, plus one. Like, someone you didn't even know.
I was trying to look at all of you guys, and everyone was crying, so I didn't.
Plus one would have been so uncomfortable. Like, why is the bride staring at me?
But that was really wonderful. And I also really recommend having, I mean, a lot of people like to be traditional, have the first look at the wedding. But one of my top moments was Aaron and I did our first look beforehand. And that got a lot of the nervousness out of the way. And it was really nice to have that moment between the two of us, just one-on-one. Although I didn't know that all of you were watching through a window and spying on us.
We were. It was fun.
It was really that was sweet. Really special.
I liked that part of your wedding too.
I found out after the mom told me after the fact that Ashley, my sister-in-law, was watching through the window and she saw Aaron just gave me this like giant hug and like we both were crying and she goes, oh, that's how you hug somebody when you really love them.
Aww.
So those were top moments. And then dancing. Like I really loved that I got to dance a lot. I wish I'd made the time to go through and talk to each table like you did, Amy.
I
got carried away longer. And once I started dancing, I couldn't stop.
Honestly, that's how I felt too. Like once I started dancing, I stayed on the dance floor. I wish I'd gone and visited with people more. But like you, I got wrapped up in the dance floor and I just forgot to go visit with people. I was having too much fun.
I really enjoyed the dancing. And then like all the little details, like I love my bouquet. I really love like dad hand carved my cake topper. It's these two little lovebirds and it's really sweet. I have that up on my mantle now. Like all of those little like sentimentals, like small details that like other people might not have noticed, but were really like those were special to us. And then just afterwards, just I remember like we got in the limo and we're like driving to the hotel. I just remember like being like in shock, like this is real. This really just happened, you know.
I drove mom and dad's Endeavor to the hotel, and driving in a wedding dress that poofy was interesting. I'll tell you that.
I remember as you two were leaving. That's something I remember from your wedding, Amy. Really enjoying was like as you were leaving, all of like the bridal party got together as you guys were running.
A bunch of our guests too. Everybody did. Yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah, and like giving you guys hugs and saying goodbye. I remember as you ran away, just being like, "Make good choices."
Yeah. Well, I remember a bunch of people were blowing bubbles and stuff, and then Aaron started yelling, "Kiss, kiss!" And so we kissed and everything, and then we hugged a bunch of you guys goodbye. That was really fun. Now that we're doing this, there are like so many other moments that are popping to mind. I'm like, the garter toss was so much fun because it didn't shoot very far, so we had to dive to get it.
What were your favorite moments from yours, Madeline? I know like one of my favorites at yours was like our toast was really fun, but also like the dance that you and Anton had was really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we so for our first dance, we like choreographed a dance because I don't know. I just thought it'd be fun. And
you both have rhythm.
Yeah, I tried my best.
These are good dancers.
My favorite things, so the church that we got married in was this little tiny white church, like, in the mountains that was just, like, perfect. Like, picture-perfect little church was so cute.
Beautiful.
And our venue, we had, like, a beautiful mountain view outside, and, like the weather was perfect. So I just lucked out there.
Was it Roslyn, Washington, right? Like, Roslyn, Clayelum area?
Clayelum, yeah. Couldn't have asked for a better day. And one of my favorite things, we had been taking pictures and then the photographers were like, hey, let's go jump in our car and drive away and take some pictures far away. And I was like, that sounds good to me. So just the two of us and the photographers, we like drove a little ways away to find like a pretty area outside. And that part to me, the reason it stands out is because it was like a slower moment where I feel like it was just us and I could actually relax because I just felt kind of a little bit stressed beforehand. And that moment, it was like I was I had a little breakdown beforehand. But anyways, that moment.
We all
did. But this part was, it was like before the ceremony, before the reception. And it just gave me some time to like remember why I was getting married, like why I'm in front of all these people, why we're doing this big party. And so it was like, it was just really special. And I really enjoy, I have a picture. It's not even a great picture, but it's like, I'm buckling myself into the car looking at Anton. And I just, the look on my face is like a look of like a sigh of relief kind of like, and so that was a good moment for me just because we got some really good pictures and I was able to get away from the stress of it to remember, like, I'm supposed to enjoy today. So it kind of let me reset myself. And so I was very thankful for our photographers in that moment. I loved our photographers. They were very nice people. And then, of course, the toasts were amazing. Your guys's, we already talked about it, was so cool. But Anton's brother was his...
he did a really great job.
Yeah, he was his best man. And
making me tear up.
Well, and that's the thing is, I think that he came up with it, like, on the spot. He didn't read from anything. He was, like, speaking from the heart. And
what
so,
I remember him saying that, like, stuck with me. And that's the thing is, like, you don't typically remember what people say in, like, wedding toasts.
No.
It stood out to me because I remember him saying, you're my little brother, but you're the man that, like, I look up to and I aspire to be. But I remember just, like, his speech made me cry, Madeline.
Yeah.
I think he made everyone cry in, like, the entire place. And it was just so touching. And, like, we have this picture that Anton has in his office where he's, like, standing up and he's got his hand on Anton's shoulder and Anton's looking up at him and they're just looking at each other. And it's, like, the sweetest picture. But, yeah, that part made me cry pretty good. So that was a very good memory. And, yeah, I think those are my top things from our wedding. But it was
– more we talk about it, the more I think of, like,
making me very nostalgic.
I know. Like, I love my first look with Jaden, like, out in the front lawn. And it was really fun. It was actually so much fun that it was at home. Like, it was right by these white birch trees that we've had that I climbed as a little kid and, like, wrote my initials in and stuff. And so it was just really perfect that that was where I did the first look with him. Like, it was just wonderful.
I think it was kind of neat with our weddings, too. It's, like, getting married in the church like our grandparents got married in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I think one of the biggest pieces, like, I think, like, that I would leave as far as advice goes is don't stress out or put too much effort into any one little thing, because years from then, it's not going to matter. Like, I put so much work into, like, I handmade all my invitations. They turned out beautiful.
They did.
But most people are going to throw those away.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, I kept it. I kept mine. But, like, it that's one of those things that just I put way too much work in and stress myself out for no reason. So I would definitely recommend not worrying too much about any one thing.
That's a good piece of advice, because I think all of us also, as we mentioned, we all had a little breakdown at some point.
I'm willing to own up to my freak out, probably because I was sleep deprived. I was so excited and just, like, all the anticipation. I could not sleep the night before the wedding. I got maybe, like, 3 hours of sleep, and so I was just exhausted. And it was funny, though, as soon as, like, I saw, like, started getting ready and saw Jaden, like, all that went away. I wasn't nervous. I wasn't stressed. I wasn't, like, tired. I guess as soon as I saw him, I just felt fine. So I think that by the time you get to the day of the wedding, don't worry about a thing, because you probably don't have time to change it as it is. So just, like, enjoy it. Like, don't stress, just enjoy it by the time you get there.
Right.
Yeah, very true. And when you said the thing about not getting any sleep, I didn't get any sleep either. And the night before, I was crying because I was having a breakdown, like I said. And so I was so afraid I was going to wake up with, like, big puffy eyes. But good news is we all got married pretty young. I mean, we were, what, all 23-ish? So luckily, like, that didn't affect me as much as I think it probably does today.
Right?
So that was good, because none of us look like we were crying.
I don't think I cried beforehand. I just cried all throughout the ceremony.
Yeah, but you didn't look, you didn't have puffy eyes or anything.
Mm-mm. No, maybe happy tears affect you differently. I don't know.
Mine weren't happy tears.
Mine weren't either.
Mine were just, but I think that's another thing. If you get stressed out, you have a breakdown, you cry for a second, that's okay too. Because I remember being mad at myself. I told myself, like, I was going to enjoy every moment of my wedding day. I wasn't going to let myself be, like, stressed in the morning when I woke up or anything. And so when I was, I felt kind of like I let myself down. I was like, I will not be stressed out. I'll be a bundle of joy, and I'll be so fun to work with.
A,
like,
bundle of joy, I tell you.
Yes. I was like, I'll be great. And when they're Maddie and Katie are doing my hair, I'll be patient and fun, and it'll be great.
You were very patient when I did your hair, and I was a little worried that, like, you could just based on, like, I don't know, past instances of, like, us doing each other's hair for, like, dances or whatever, I was worried how it was going to go.
I was in high school back then.
But it went very well. You were very, like, pleasant, and I was very proud of how it turned out.
Mm-hmm. I think by then I had like done my makeup and I was getting ready and I thought, okay, we're fine. Like we're on the road to getting ready.
Right.
It's all going to be good.
Overall, I feel like all of our weddings were a great success. So yeah.
It definitely helps to surround yourself with the people that like, it's okay to have breakdowns in front of, and you know that these are the people that are going to calm you down.
Mm-hmm. And that will accept your apologies afterwards.
Yeah. I started crying, and then I remember Maddie, because I was just upset about different things, and I remember Katie and Aaron came in the morning, and because I remember I woke up and no one was around, and that was weird to me, because I didn't know where anyone was. And it's probably because I slept in, I don't know. And then Katie and Aaron walked in, and Jasper, their dog, ran inside. And I didn't know if him and my cat would get along. And so I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to eat the cat. And that's when I started crying. And they were totally fine. And so I remember Katie and Maddie put on that episode of Friends for me where Rachel and Monica and Phoebe sit in the wedding dresses. And I watched that episode and had some breakfast. And it was like, well, I feel fine now. We're all good.
I'm no longer hangry. We can move on.
It's all better. I watched Friends. We're fine. Everything's fine. So now that episode of Friends is a special little place in my heart.
Well, I think that about wraps things up, right?
Yep.
Well, this is going to be a long one.
We could have kept going, geez. Too.
I know. We could have. So much you can say about weddings. Yeah. Like, the longer I think about it, the more advice I can come up with and just little things, but
we need to do a whole separate episode on honeymoons.
Well,
yeah, I mean, maybe... mine was like 2 days long.
So. I was about to say, maybe you could, Katie.
Yeah. How about trip planning in general?
Yeah, I haven't done much of that either. I can tell you how to get across the country in your car in like a week and a half because the military gives you a certain amount of time to do it.
We did the same thing. I can add to it. Yeah. Two dogs in the car.
It's not really. Yeah, I can tell you about Washington to Virginia and Virginia back to Washington, and soon we're going to do Alaska to Virginia. I can tell you all about that.
There you go. That's something to look forward to in a future episode.
How to enjoy 9 hours in a car straight without feeling like it's a terrible time.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode on all things wedding. I know we enjoyed recording it. Please let us know what you think. You can leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and check us out on Instagram at She's My Sister Podcast.
And please tell us your favorite wedding stories, especially if there's something that went disastrously wrong, because those are
always the best.